everyone, and welcome to Jackie's Quilting Chronicles, episode number 16. I want to thank you all for the lovely comments about my last podcast episode where I discussed organizing my quilting day. I'm still in the midst of organizing some of my quilting studio, per se. I feel like I've been so busy this summer that I haven't had a whole lot of chance to keep up with organizing myself, so I'm hoping within the next few weeks to start organizing my studio a little better. I just feel better when I'm more organized, and I hope you do too. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about designing quilts for yourself or for others. I'm going to talk about some different methods that some of you may be familiar with, so I hope this is not too redundant for you. But I think, you know, as a quilter who has been quilting for some years, I'm always trying to learn new techniques and just to find out different ways of designing my own quilts as well as designing quilts for others. So here we go. Probably won't be too long of a podcast today, but we'll see. And I hope you do send me some emails afterwards with your ideas and tips. And maybe you have a different way of actually designing quilts, which I would love to hear about. So, Couple ways in which I design quilts. When I first started quilting, I always, this is a obviously a tried and true method too, is using pencil and paper. Graph paper is a perfect way to start drawing your designs down. The reason why I like graph paper is because each little square represents a measurement, and that could be any measurement, whatever you decide it to be. It could be, you know, each square can be a 2-inch square, a 3-inch square, whatever you would like it to be. But it's a great great groundwork for you to start the actual design, and it actually helps you to keep those measurements proportionate to what the finished quilt design will look like. So anyway, so I used to do just start off with a pencil drawing, and I have with me, which I love, my box of colored pencils. So once I would do the design, whether it's a traditional design or otherwise, once I did the design with a regular pencil, then I would start coloring it in with my colored pencils so I would get the actual quilt design and the shadings that I wanted to achieve. This method is obviously still a very tried and true method, and it's a great way to work on something. And it's portable. If you tend to work on a computer and you're out and about and you don't have access wirelessly or your battery's dead, a pencil and paper is a great way to go. And I guess as a child, I always loved, you know, that new box of crayons, and it just kind of fun for me to play with the colored pencils. And it's neat to see your design come to life in that form. Once you're done with it, you can always transfer that to the computer if you so desire, and then place fabric swatches in its place. So that is one method that you can use, and is very simple, especially for a beginner quilter. And you know, I know lots of quilters who have been out there quilting for years who still utilize this method. It's a wonderful method to do. The method that a lot of quilters out there use now, and if you haven't heard of it, I'm sure that you will at some point, a lot of quilters use electric quilt. Currently, electric quilt is on its 7th version of its software. So, and I believe it just came out this year, and it's a wonderful program which has lots of information already stored in it for the quilter to use. I'm going to take a little sip of my tea right now because actually it's a little after 7 in the morning here. I'm an early riser. Need to wet my whistle. Anyway, so electric quilt has in it tons of blocks that are traditionally used, non-copyrighted blocks, and there's also some blocks and things that are licensed to electric quilt that you can utilize to design your own quilt as well. And basically, it's as easy as going into their block library and putting them in your own quilt design. It allows you to drop the blocks in, make your borders, make the quilt the size that you want to make it. And also, you can, it has a extensive library on current and past fabric collections that are out there. So more than likely, something that is in your stash will be in their fabric library. So you can actually utilize what you own. Now, I used to have electric quilt when I had a Windows PC. Now I use a Mac, and I have to say, I refuse to put any Windows related software on my Mac. That's just my preference. I love my Mac the way it is. So I'm not quite sure on this, and maybe somebody out there can send me an email if you know. But I also think with electric quilt that you can scan a piece of fabric that you might have into the program so that your fabric, if it's not found in their library, will now exist in their library so you can utilize it, which is a nice little feature. And I'm almost positive that it has that feature. But please let me know if you know otherwise. So that is a great help, having that fabric library in the block library. And it also, the program also has quilting designs as well. So you can actually overlay quilting designs on top of your quilt. So if you will, it's kind of like previewing what your quilt may look like finished with any particular quilting design that you have chosen. So it's a great way for you to audition different quilt designs, different fabrics, different blocks, change it up any way you want, save it, and you can, it will then calculate the yardages of fabric that you will need for your quilt, which is wonderful. So if you are designing a quilt and you really need to know how much fabric you're going to use, you can print it off, take it to your local quilt shop or your online shop, whichever, and you can purchase the fabrics that you need based on the yardages that it gives you, which is absolutely fabulous. Pretty easy and simple. A nice little feature for any quilter to have. And by the way, I am not being paid by Electric Quilter to offer up any of this information. And in fact, I don't even have Electric Quilt 7. I had the older version. And I, like I said, I don't currently use the program. I wish that I could use it on a Mac, but they don't make it for a Mac per se. They don't make a Mac version. You can, if you do have a Mac, you actually can load it onto a Mac as long as you are using Bootcamp on your Mac, or if you have a program like Parallels, which will run Windows as well on your Mac, and then you can load that program onto your Mac and just access it through the partition or through the Windows side, which is partitioned off from the Mac side. I personally choose not to do that, just because my feeling is that Windows-based programs or issues are more prone to viruses. So I choose not to do that, but you can do that. If you want to try EQ and you have a Mac, you can certainly do that. I would hope sometime in the future that Electric Quilt would come out with a Mac-based version. But there is good news. There is a quilt program out there for Mac users, and they do have a Mac version. It's called Quilt Pro. And similar to EQ, but the functionalities may not be as, what's the word I'm looking for? May not be as intricate or advanced, I should say, as Electric Quilt is. You have some of the same things. You have your blocks all available to you, so you can lay it out. I'm not sure if you have the fabric swatches in there. I'm thinking that you do, but it's more of a, I want to say probably more of a little bit of a primitive version of electric quilt. But if anybody out there actually uses Quilt Pro, I know that they make it for PC and for Mac. I would love to hear from you, and if you have any reviews of how it differs from Electric Quilt, that would be wonderful, because it's a program that I would be interested in seeing as well. But I know that, like I said, the functionalities of it are similar, where it offers you the different blocks and the layouts, and I believe it also calculates the yardage. So there is some hope out there for Mac users. Now, one of the ways that I actually currently use to design quilts, which I actually find fun and easy, and I believe I use it on my Mac, and I believe you could probably do it on your PC, although I don't know, so don't quote me. I use Mac's version. It's called Numbers. It's Mac's version of Excel. It's a version. It's a spreadsheet type program on the Mac. Now, this I learned it actually from when I went to one of my Apple classes at the Apple Store. When we bought our Mac almost 2 years ago, I signed up for Apple classes, and they're one-to-one. You go in. You can go into up to one time a week or more, and you sit down with a trainer for an hour, and it's an individual session, and you learn the ins and outs of a Mac, and it's absolutely wonderful. I've learned more than I possibly could have ever imagined, and I can find my way around the computer and am doing more things than ever possible. Macs are very easy to use, very user-friendly. One of the things that I used or began using, besides actually this program that I use for podcasting, I use GarageBand, which I love, very simple. I use the Numbers program to design my quilts. And basically how it works, it's pretty simple. I open up the Numbers program and I created my own template. I did a grid work of just 2-inch squares, kind of like graph paper. So I made a sheet of graph paper and they're all 2-inch squares. And then I go in and you have the ability in the program to add shapes and color fill, image fill. And I plopped down, I'm using that grid similar to the way I would use graph paper and making a pencil drawing, like I had mentioned earlier. But I'm overlaying on top of it different shapes, like triangles and circles or rectangles or squares. And within those shapes, I can choose to fill it with color. Or, interestingly enough, I can do an image fill as well, meaning that if, say, there's a fabric that I purchased and I can find that fabric, say I find that fabric online, I can actually pull the image off of whichever website it's on, and I pull that image and I pull it on to just drag it off the website and I drag it right onto my desktop. And the image, then I click on image fill and I select that image and I scale it to fill the shape that I put. And voila, the fabric now that I want to use is in that shape. And if I want to repeat that shape anywhere else on the program, I just do a copy and paste. So I can repeat that same shape with that same image anywhere on my quilt layout, which is really cool. For me, it's a really quick way to start the workings of a new quilt. In fact, last night I was designing several on my Mac in the Numbers program, and I was just starting them off as line drawings. So I was using just gray fill, you know, various shades of gray, just so I can differentiate between the shapes that I was using. And I designed, I think, 3 quilts last night, which was really kind of cool. I use mostly traditional shapes. I use diamonds and rectangles and squares and half square triangles. And you get a little more adept at it as you use it more often. It's kind of like any program. You really start to learn and you get more adept at it. But anyway, then the neat thing is that when you're done, you can save it. Actually, how I do it, it can be saved in the numbers program, which I do. I always save it because if I want to change it, I can go back in and I can change it around. But what I do is I send it via mail as a PDF, and I send it to myself as a PDF. Then I can save it as a PDF form on my computer, and I save it in a folder called Quilt Designs. So when I want to go take a look at what quilt designs I've made and if something that I want to make, I can go right into that folder and pull it off and make that design. Now, granted, it does not have the same function that Electric Quilt or possibly Quilt Pro may have. So it doesn't calculate yardages that you need. So yes, you do have to have some math skills, which I have to say, and my family will probably say that I'm not always a number one plus on these math skills. I'm not the greatest math student, but when it comes to figuring out yardages, believe it or not, I can do it. So it's not really that hard. It just takes a little more time than it would if you had the program calculating it out for you itself. So it's really kind of fun to use. And I say, you know, I'm assuming that you could probably do something similar to that in an Excel program as well, but I'm not sure. So because I've never used Excel, I've only used the numbers program, but I'm imagining that you can create a grid in Excel as well. Try it. I would love to hear from anybody out there that has Excel or has tried to design something like that. I'd be interested in hearing your outcome because, you know, the more that we have at our fingertips as quilters, I think, you know, the better we become as quilters and designers. So I think, you know, it's worth it to explore. And if anybody, you know, has questions about the numbers program, the Apple site actually has neat little video tutorials too on there. So I'm sure if you search it, you might find something that will show you a little bit about the program itself. But if you own an Apple or if you're thinking of getting one, definitely sign up for those one-to-one classes because you can learn things that you probably never thought you would learn. And the numbers program is one of the things that I did learn there, which I never thought I'd open up a spreadsheet because that's just not me. But I use it. I don't use it for numbers per se. I use it for designing quilts. So it does have other functionalities. So sometimes you have to break away from that straight and narrow thinking that, you know, a program is only usable for one thing and one thing only, because that's not necessarily the case. So definitely go out there and try that. If you can, try your Excel program, play around with it and see if you can get it to work similar to what the numbers program does work like. Right now I have tons of quilt designs on that program and I love playing around with them at night when I'm sitting there. I love manipulating the shapes and putting in the color and the fabric. It's really kind of neat. So definitely go out and try and do that. I hope that some of these techniques that I'm sharing with you, you know, are helpful. Obviously, one of the things that I get my inspiration from is the world around me. When I'm out and about, I'm always seeing things in different shapes and colors and forms, and I like to use what I see in my daily life and translate that somehow onto either paper or into my computer, into a quilt design. So make sure that when you are out there, if you see something that you think would make a great quilt, jot it down on a piece of paper, carry a pen and paper, in your purse or in your bag, whatever, jot it down real quick. And then come home and start playing with it. And you never know, you might come up with a really terrific quilt design. It's just amazing at what we see in our daily lives that can translate into fabric. So it's really, really cool. I would love to hear from you about other ways that you may be designing quilts. So please email me at Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, at cvquiltworks.com. You can also reach me or see what I'm up to on any given time on my blog at www.cvquiltworks.blogspot.com. Also, just to keep you aware, today's date is August 18th, and I am currently running a big blowout sale on my website. My website is www.cvquiltworks.com/shop. So if you go to my website, the sale is in progress through this Friday, the 20th. I believe it is, yes, the 20th. It'll end at the end of the day on the 20th. I have lots of fabrics marked down to $675 a yard. I have a clearance section at $435 a yard, and you can also get 10% off the remainder of the website using the discount code BLOWOUT10. Anyway, that's my little commercial pitch for myself. So, but I hope you all utilize it, and maybe you'll find some fabric that'll inspire you to design your own quilt. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you found it helpful to you. I look forward to talking with you in September. Keep an eye out on my blog. I have some really good stuff coming up next week. I'm actually going to be giving away an AccuQuilt Go, donated courtesy of the AccuQuilt folks, which is cool. So make sure you check out my blog next week. And I will also be giving away at the end of the week a brand new book that's coming out by Barbara Klein. So, and you want to stay tuned for her interview on my blog as well. So lots of neat stuff coming up. Keep following me. I appreciate you guys sending me those emails and following me on my blog and also on Facebook now. I'm on Facebook as well, so you can check me out there. So anyway, until September, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the summer. And until next time, happy quilting.